Hi, I'm Curious Vedant, and welcome to Season 5 of my podcast. Today, my guest is Dr. Vijay Lakshmi Malekunbi, a pediatric cardiologist. She is the first lady cardiologist of Karnataka, a former professor of pediatric cardiology at Sri Jayadeva Institute of Cardiology. Hi, Dr. Vijay Lakshmi. Welcome to my show.
Hi, Vedant. Instead of calling you Curious Vedant, I would like to call you Vibrant Vedant. Because okay. You are so vibrant and brilliant.
Thank you. Okay.
It's my pleasure to talk to you, dear.
My too. So, Dr. Vijay Lakshmi, you are the first lady cardiologist of Karnataka. I'm curious to know your experience through this journey.
Oh, my God. You'll be shocked to know my journey. You know, when I joined DM Cardiology to become a cardiologist, I was 40 years old and my children were older than you. So when they were studying with their homework, I used to do my homework and my studies. That's a one challenge. The second challenge was there were no ladies there, no lady doctors, except the house surgeons, the nurses, and the IRs. So all the cardiologists were only men. So I had no restroom, no room to sleep, and nothing, no ladies' room. So I had to spend all my time with the nurses and the IRs, and I was like a heroine for them because they were feeling so proud that a lady is becoming a cardiologist. So that's how my journey was. And it was challenging, but still wonderful because I was with so many ladies, though not the cardiologist.
That sounds so nice.
Good. You liked my journey.
Yeah. As a pediatric cardiologist, how do you identify what is wrong with young children as they won't be able to express their problem?
I know the children can't speak. They can't express what is happening to them. Don't think that it is like treating the animals. The animals also don't speak. But here it is very interesting because the children are the nicest creatures in the world. They're so wonderful like you. I love them the most in this world. You know, they are like precious gems. And a smile on a child is absolutely fantastic. How do we make out? They have the symptoms like the chest retraction. They will be breathless. And then when you touch their chest, there will be palpitation. You know, the heart beating will be too much. They'll have repeated respiratory infections. They keep falling. They don't gain weight. So there are so many other things by which we can make out the child has got a heart trouble. They'll be sweating a lot. They can't suckle the milk of the mother and they get tired. And all these symptoms indicate that the child has got an underlying heart disease. And apart from that, when I use my stethoscope and auscultate, I can make out what the disease is. And apart from that, we do the echocardiography where the shadow of the real heart is seen. Now we have 2D echo, 3D echo, 4D echo, and literally seeing the whole heart inside the baby's chest. Not only that, I can see the heart of the baby, which is not yet born. That is the fetus. So when the baby is in the mother's womb itself, I can make out what has happened. And that is called as the fetal echocardiography. So I have so many things that like the symptoms, what the mother is telling and the child not growing and falling sick repeatedly, not gaining weight, and then examination, then echocardiography. All this will tell me that the child has got the heart disease.
How common is it for children to get heart diseases?
If 1,000 children are born, almost 8 of them will have the heart disease. And this is called as the congenital heart disease. The congenital means from birth. They have the defect right from the birth. And nowadays, it has increased much more because the detection has increased. And the mothers are not taking care like how they were taking care in the past. Now, if the mother is smoking, if she takes drugs or sleeping tablets or antidepressant tablets, and all that will increase the heart disease in the children. And if she takes alcohol, So the mother has to be extremely careful, like your mother, to have a bright child. Otherwise, they'll have a sick child.
What are the kind of heart conditions that children have?
That's an interesting question. If the child's heart is affected in the mother's womb, the child gets the congenital heart disease. Especially if she gets a torch infection, the rubella infection, the child can be born with the heart disease. And if the mother is very fat, obese, and if the mother has got a diabetes, and then also the child can get the heart disease. And then the next one is when they start going to the school between 5 to 15 years age, they'll have the sore throat. And that is a streptococcal, beta hemolytic streptococcal infection. And after the sore throat, the body antibodies will fight with the organisms. And because of this antigen antibody reaction, the heart valves will be damaged. And that is called as the rheumatic fever and the rheumatic heart disease. And suppose they have a viral infection like Corona, Kawasaki, or any other thing, then also the heart can be affected. And they can have the weakness of the heart, and that is called as the viral myocarditis. So the heart pumping comes down and the child starts feeling weak, and then the heart failure occurs in the baby. And the third one is, you know, if the children, they start getting into bad habits, some children are there, they start smoking, they start drinking, they start eating non-vegetarian and lots of fatty things and junk food and eggs and all this can, the bakery items which contain trans fats, the kurkures, and all this will lead to the heart attack at the early age. And nowadays, young children like 16, 17, 18, they are getting heart attack because they are consuming the drugs, especially to get the six packs and make their body beautiful. They go to gym and eat the formula and they develop heart disease. So we have three types of heart disease. That is one with the birth, where they get it genetically. The defect is in the parents. And the second one is when the mother doesn't take care and the child gets infection. And the third one is the child gets into bad habits and pays a cost for that. So these are the three types of heart disease.
It's so sad that so many kids are getting heart diseases. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, really. I too feel very, very bad for them. I feel very sad for them.
I wish it could be prevented.
Yes, it can be prevented. So lots of things can be prevented. If the mother takes care and if she's very happy, leads a pleasant life and eats a good nutritional food and takes the folic acid the moment she's pregnant, many heart diseases can be prevented. Okay. The second thing is if the child brushes the teeth twice daily, gargles and keeps the throat very clean, the nose clean, and then this rheumatic fever can be prevented. And if the child doesn't get into bad habit like smoking, drinking, eating all junk foods and not playing, and then that heart disease also can be prevented. So lots of it can be prevented, and that is the reason, you know, your program like this, a child asking a grandmother and that too a highly qualified doctor, will go a long way in educating the people and bringing awareness in them so that, you know, they can prevent.
Are there differences between heart disease in children versus grown-ups?
Yes, there is a difference. See, the grown-ups also can have a congenital heart disease. That means they are born with that. And most of the children with the heart disease, complex congenital, they die before celebrating the first birthday. And some of them, they remain and they grow up like a grown-ups. And then the adults, you know, mostly they have the heart attack. The heart attack is nothing but the blood, the heart supplies the blood to the whole body. And then the blood supply to the heart itself can be blocked because of the coronaries being blocked, and then the heart attack occurs. So most of the adults, they get the heart attack, And most of the children, they have the congenital heart disease.
It's very sad that that children die before celebrating even their first birthday.
Very sad. And that's how we know now we have started doing the fetal echo, and we do the genetic counseling, and we study the genes. And if there is any trisomy or syndromic, and the child is going to have a Down syndrome, mentally not being all right, physically not being all right, and the heart trouble is there, then we explain to the parents, look, having a brilliant boy like Vedanta is a pleasure. But then having a Down syndrome where the baby's mental status is stunted and they can't grow up like grown-ups, and then we'll explain to them if they want, we'll terminate the pregnancy. Or we give the folic acid and continue, and then soon after the birth, immediately surgery is done. Do you know, Vedanta? I have done a balloon valvuloplasty in a 14-hour-old baby. See, the mother had lost her first baby. It was a stillborn. It was born dead. And the second time when the movement started coming down, she got very panicky. Oh, the baby is not moving. So she rushed to the hospital. And the doctors were also panicky. They did the cesarean section and the baby was taken out. And you know, Vedanta, when the children grow up like you, they should not cry. They shouldn't become the cry pots. But as soon as the child is born, it has to cry. Mm-hmm. If the baby doesn't cry, that means there is something wrong. So this baby did not cry, because when they cry, the lungs open up and then the child becomes red and the blood circulation goes. But this child did not cry. So they got panicky. The doctors put the child on the ventilator. They started the drugs, everything. And in spite of that, the child did not recover. And at that time, the attending neonatologist is the doctor who takes care of the newborn babies. She called me, Dr. Janki, and she asked, Dr. Vijayalakshmi, can you do something for this baby? I said, please send over the baby. Let me try. So the baby was bloated. It was all edematous, so much of fluid collected and not breathing, not staying. And there was a pinpoint obstruction to the aortic valve. You know, aorta is the main artery which takes the blood to the whole body. And the door of that aorta was blocked. So I took a very thin guide wire like my hair and crossed that, like how you pass the thread into the needle head. In the same way, I crossed and I put a 3.5 millimeter balloon, opened that valve, and the blood started gushing. The blood pressure came, heartbeat became normal, and the whole edema fluid went off. And within 24 hours, the baby was out. And then last, when I saw the baby, he was 9 years old like you. And he was so mischievous, so much running around. The mother, hey, Godbeda, hey, Kutko, hey, putta, you know, she was running after her son. That means I had literally saved the child from the death. And this is called as the intervention. Intervention is coming between the death and the disease. So there is no scar on the chest. There is no blood transfusion, nothing. And the child becomes all right. And that is what I do. If there is a hole in the heart, I close it with the device. If there is a block in the artery, I open with the balloon. So this is called as intervention. And I became the first pediatric cardiologist in South India to close the holes in the heart and to save the precious lives, so that all the children, they become totally normal. Till now, I have done 9,000 catheterizations, and most of my children are so happy. The moment they're all right, they start thanking me. You know, there was one boy, 4 years old child, and then I had closed the hole in his heart, and he was so happy that there was no scar on the chest, that nothing was done. And then he smiled and he said, Doctor, naan nimge hossa cycle kodiskortini. For him, you know, cycle is the best gift in the world. You know, yesterday we had the cycle day. So the boy said, I'll get you a new cycle. Isn't it very interesting how wonderful the children are and how grateful they are?
It's so amazing that you did surgery on a newborn baby. I'm so happy to hear he's doing well. Can you share tips to maintain a healthy heart?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I think not only Vedanta, every child should learn how to maintain the good health. I learned it from my grandfather and grandmother. You know, you should have a disciplined life, sleep early and get up early and do the regular exercise and play well and be happy. Neither you become a bookworm nor you become only a playful boy. So you should not do either extremes of that. So you should study when you have to study. You must play when you have to play and eat what your mother cooks. Your mother cooks a very delicious, good food, very hygienic. And if you get into the habit of eating outside and that to buy the packs where the chips or kurkure or all these things are there, that gets the trans fats. So eating burgers, hamburgers, eggs and all these things, you know, they increase the cholesterol and as a result, the child can become obese. If they don't play, they become fat. And if they overeat, then also they become fat. And becoming fat is a single important. It is like a mother of four deadly diseases. So the child in future, when he becomes young adult, he can have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart attack. And that's how we know the children should be trim and slim and very flexible and do the yoga and meditation right from the childhood. And if you eat the right food, if you do the right exercise, and if you are happy like a child and not brooding, not crying, and not getting into the fight with the others, your heart will be normal and you'll be healthy. This is because now we talk about the brain, heart, and the body axis. That means whatever happens in your brain, that effect is there on your heart. And whatever happens to your heart, that effect will be on your body. And that's why if you are bright, smiling, happy with the good thoughts, your heart will beat well. If your heart beats well, your body will be very healthy. So eating good food, balanced diet with all micronutrients and playing well and doing regular exercises and doing the Shavasana and also yoga. You know, 21st June is the World International Yoga Day and Modi ji is coming to Mysore and I'm going to do the yoga along with him.
It's so amazing that the Prime Minister of India is promoting yoga. Dear listeners, please do yoga. What did you want to be as a child?
As a child, I thought of becoming an architect so that I can make a beautiful house, beautiful office, beautiful building. And then, you know, I got a seat in JJ School of Arts in Mumbai. And my mother said, oh, no, we can't, no way of sending that my daughter to Mumbai. It's a bad city. And that's how I joined the medical college when I was 16 or 17 years old.
That's very interesting. You have done some work on increasing awareness on the hazards of tobacco. Can you tell me more about this issue and the work you did?
Oh, that's a good question. See, when I became the first lady president of Cardiological Society of India, Bangalore chapter and Karnataka chapter, I used to collect lots of school children, especially Girl Guides and Scouts and NCC children, and take the funeral of the cigarette right from Vidhan Sauda. And we used to have the street dramas, street shows to tell the bad qualities or what bad things happen with the tobacco. And also we used to have the magic show and how the children can, you know, vanish when the cigarette is smoked. So like this, you know, we used to give an oath to the children so that they will never touch tobacco in their life. And then I used to go to the bus stand and the railway station with the mic, cordless mic, and talk to the people going around and call them and tell what tobacco can do. And one cigarette smoking reduces 6 days of lifespan. And so Most of the smokers, they die before they retire. And they spend lakhs of rupees for buying the cigarette. ಇದು ಕನ್ನಡದಲ್ಲಿ ದುಡ್ಡು ಕೊಟ್ಟು ದೆವ್ವ ಹಿಡಿಸ್ಕೊಂಡ್ರು ಅಂತ ಅಂತಾರೆ. ಸೊ ಐ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಟೆಲ್ ದೆಮ್, ಲುಕ್, ದ ಮನಿ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ 3 lakhs, 4 lakhs ಫಾರ್ ಸ್ಮೋಕಿಂಗ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ಸ್ ಎಜುಕೇಷನ್, ಫಾರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ನೈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್, ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ನೈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ನೋ ಐ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ 10,000 ಸಿಗ್ನೇಚರ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಚಂದರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಅವರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕನ್ಸಾರ್ಟಿಯಂ ಫಾರ್ ಟೊಬ್ಯಾಕೋ ಫ್ರೀ ಕರ್ನಾಟಕ. And gave the 10,000 signature to the governor, His Excellency Chaturvedi, sent it to the central government. And then we got the picture of cancer printed on the cigarette packet. Earlier, they used to write, smoking is injurious to health, in English, and that too small letters. And you know, Vedant, not everybody knows English, and nobody will read the tiny letters. And now that we got the cancer picture printed, people got worried and then they got scared, and almost 50% of smoking came down. So this year, May 31st, we celebrated as Butt Free Karnataka. That means people smoke the cigarette and they throw the butt. And this butt, you know, to get degenerated, it takes 10 years and it causes pollution to the land and also the water. And if that water with the pollution of this cigarette butt, the fish can die because it contains lead, arsenic, cadmium, and whatnot. And as a result, you know, the people should realize that smoking is not good and it hits their brain by stroke, heart by heart attack, and then lungs by cancer, again, cancer of the mouth, vocal cords, throat. And all this can happen with the tobacco consumption. So I give lots of lectures, especially when I go to school, colleges, everywhere. I teach the children what they should not do.
When I was in the US, I saw lots of cigarette packets on the ground. And then I saw these photos on it and also writing, and it said, smoking kills, and then there was a photo of like cancer and lots of bad stuff.
Okay, good.
I never want to smoke in my life.
Oh, great. That is wonderful. And that is the reason I have come on your show, to tell, look, every child should become like vibrant Vedanta and not the bad fellow. Good.
And also, when I went to the US, everywhere it smelled like tobacco and I didn't like it.
Ah, that's sad. Two of my grandchildren are in US, in Chicago, Shashwat and Sharvaha. And their parents also don't smoke. And they are very happy family. And they do regular yoga, regular exercise. And my grandson does 108 Surya Namaskaras. You know why 108? Yeah. Anyone doing 108 Surya Namaskara, they don't have to call the 108 ambulance.
Oh. Oh, I get it.
Good.
What are your hobbies?
Oh, I have plenty of hobbies. One, talking to the children, telling them stories, and telling them what is right, what is wrong. And then writing. I'm a columnist for many papers. And then I was the dancer. Tomorrow I'm going as a chief guest for an arangetram. And then I do the trekking. And I have done Manasarovar Kailas Parvata Parikrama by trekking, 54 kilometers trekking. And then I have done the paragliding. I have done the parasailing. And I have done the scuba diving in the coral reef, the Great Barrier in Australia. So I love life and I enjoy every moment. I love traveling, not only all over the world, all over India and all over Karnataka, and meet the people and especially little children like you and talk to them.
Paragliding is very fun. I've done
great.
It once and it was very fun.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Thank you so much for coming on my show.
Yeah, you didn't ask me why I chose to be a pediatric cardiologist. Don't you want to know?
I do.
Yeah. You know, there is a place like called Minnesota in USA.
Yes.
Okay, they have 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. And there was one, Elizabeth Bronlin, who was a post-cardiac transplant cardiologist. That means the heart transplant done in the children, she used to take care of them. And she was a single mother, adopted two children from India. So she came down to India to show the Indian culture to children. And at that time, I was an adult cardiologist doing angiogram to the adults and all the VIPs and the MLAs, ministers. But every time a child came, she would ask, Vijay, what will happen to this child? Vijay, what will happen to this child? Exactly 100 children, she wrote the name, diagnosis and everything. And I used to say, oh, we don't have anything. We don't have the facilities. We don't do anything. So the children were left to die unattended. And then my conscience pricked me. And I said, Liz, I want to be the pediatric cardiologist. And I was 48 years old then. And then Liz arranged for a training in US in the four best centers, Mayo Clinic, Boston Children, Minnesota, Fairview University. And I used to stay like Warren Nanano. Every week, one Indian or one somebody is housed, and totally free of cost, I learned, and I came back and started doing the device closure and treating the children. And I have done thousands of children. And the first child whom I had done, she scored 96.8. And then she said, God has got the devotees and the great people have followers. I'm following your footsteps. And she joined Mysore Medical College and now she's a practicing doctor. So all my children, they are 100% normal. Nobody can make out that they had the heart disease because I do all this intervention through a small nick, just 2 millimeter. So even if they wear a bikini or a swimsuit, nobody can make out that they had the heart disease. So my profession is gratifying and satisfying, and I adore children. And the children, you know, they get a whole life, and that too, a normal life. And that's how I'm grateful to Elizabeth Bronlin.
Wow, that's so nice.
Thank you. It is my pleasure talking to you, Vibrant Vedant. And I think you can change your name to Vibrant Vedant. You are a victorious and very, very well-behaved and a very intelligent boy. And it was my pleasure talking to you. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Dear listeners, follow my Facebook page, Curious Vedant, to get updates on my upcoming episodes. To listen at leisure on your phone and get notified about future episodes, subscribe by searching for Curious Vedant wherever you get your podcasts, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many more. You can also listen to my show at CuriousVedant.com. Thank you for listening to Curious Vedant, and don't forget to rate and leave comments.